Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. If you're a parent, you'll probably never forget how you felt the first time you found out you were expecting. Becoming a parent changes everything, and fear and love can be constant companions. As Father's Day approaches, we look at one man who processed his feelings about fatherhood in a unique way.
Producer and filmmaker Eduardo Ponte is perhaps best known as the son of famous filmmaker Carlo Ponte and actress Sophia Loren. He's also a poet, though, and his first book of poetry is called Letters from a Young Father.
The book consists of 40 poetry letters written by Ponte to his unborn child during the 40 weeks of his wife's pregnancy. The poems range from letters of life advice, love, fear, and reflections as Ponte prepared to become a father. Ponte talked with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about his work and what drew a filmmaker to poetry.
Truly all my life, I think the very first things I wrote were poems. I always used that form to make sense of complicated feelings, make sense of thoughts I had, make sense of my life.
So is that why poetry was the best way to express this time in your life of great change versus any other art form that you could think of?
I think so. I think so. There's something very direct and very intimate about poetry, and this is a very unique form of poetry, which is poetry letters, in a sense. When we found out that my wife was pregnant, I embarked on writing a poem a week for the 40 weeks of my wife's pregnancy, and all these letter poems were addressed to my daughter as almost like a blueprint on how to live, how to love, how to remember.
Right, and there are so many thoughts going through a person, much less a parent's head, at any given moment, especially when you find out that you're first expecting a child. How did you decide on those weekly subjects for the poems, and how did you delegate your time to allow enough for your writing process and your thought process and putting into this? Did these subjects come to you naturally, like this is what I want to focus on this week?
Well, you know what? They really came naturally, and that's why it's interesting, because it truly chronicles that roller coaster ride that is waiting for your child to be born, right? Those 40 weeks. You know, a woman is implicitly, inexorably involved in the process. A man is a witness to the process, in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. During those 40 weeks. But something's also happening in the man. The man is slowly, gradually becoming a father. And as the weeks went by, those feelings emerged during that process.
This book is also dedicated to your father, Carlo Ponte, and it says, "To Papa, I tried so hard to turn you into the parent I yearn for. I never took the time to appreciate the father you were." So I'm curious, what kind of qualities did you long for him as you grew up? And what did you fear for how, you know, your child would see you based off of your experience?
I think, you know, we're all born wanting certain things out of life. And sometimes what we want blinds us from what we actually have. And my father was obviously a very busy man, making movies around the world. And I wish that he would have spent a little bit more time at home. But, you know, he came from a generation where being a father meant to provide for the family. Not so much be there and express your emotions, and more like, you know, provide for the family, a roof over your head, etc. And I think that for us growing up now in this new generation, it's important to strike the right balance, being able, of course, to provide food on the table, roof over your head, but also spending that time with your child, which is so important. Trying to be as present as possible in your child's life, taking the time to listen to them, taking the time to share moments with them that help them become the man or the woman that they will be.
There's a lot of lessons like that in the poems that you have, where it's addressing the child as a whole person, addressing their thoughts, their curiosities, in an open way that promotes a true way of growing into a human. And as a letters to your child, obviously it's for your children, but what do you also hope parents can get from these poems?
Well, I hope that they can see themselves in them. You know, I think that a book like that can help people verbalize emotions that they have inside. Sometimes it's comforting to read a book that shares feelings that you also have, feelings that can be complicated, feelings that you don't quite know where they come from. And to have somebody else put those feelings to paper and verbalize them can be reassuring, because we're all sharing this common experience of becoming a parent and accepting this new life in our lives.
Was this project something you shared straight away with your wife, Sasha Alexander, during the pregnancy, or is this something you showed her after?
I didn't show it to her immediately because I didn't quite know what I was doing. I didn't set out to write a book. I just set out to write poems for my daughter. I didn't even know whether I was going to show these poems to my daughter. You know, the book came about years later. The manuscript was tucked away in my drawer for 10 years when a wonderful poet and friend of mine, David St. John, read the manuscript and thought it was something that should be published. So he's the one who sent it out to certain publishers. So it was something that I really kept very close to my vest, because poetry is something very intimate to my own life experience. But I did share with Sasha some of the poems along the way.
And what did she think?
Well, she was very moved, and I think that it was interesting for her to get the man's perspective of the process. You know, there isn't much literature on becoming a father, on what it means to be part of that process. And so I think that she was very much interested and intrigued in my take on the process.
Right. And on that note of a lot of father's literature not being out there, it's also still not yet widely accepted for men. You know, they're often reluctant to share their fears and feelings overall, much less, you know, inside of parenthood. And
yep.
What advice would you pass on to other parents who have the same thoughts and concerns? And do you think that men need to move past the taboo and take the step to share their feelings and experiences?
You know, fears and experience, you know, fears and anxieties, you know, stem from wanting to be perfect. Right? We all want to be perfect nowadays. And the truth is, if I had one piece of advice to give a father or a young parent, is take fatherhood one day at a time and move away from the shiny object of perfection and just try to be a good person. Just try to be a good father and take each problem as it comes and use common sense.
You mentioned this is 10 years after the fact that you wrote the manuscript. So your daughter's around 10, I assume?
No, now she's 12.
12.
She's 12.
And you also have a son. How old is he now?
Yeah, he's 7. And I did the same thing with him. So I also wrote 40 poems when he was being born. And this collection of poetry is the best 40 out of the 80. The 40 that chronicled the experience the most accurately.
Okay. And have you sat down yet and shared any of these poems with them, or do you see this as a body of work that you all can revisit as you all get older and share more life experiences together?
My daughter has read some of them. I think that she understands some of them. Others, she'll need to be a little bit older to understand. But the book is in the living room, and sometimes I see them crack it open and read one. You know, they circle around the book like it's something that they sense is meaningful, but they don't quite understand completely. You know
right.
What I mean?
Well, but how does that still make you feel to have something that you've written about an experience that connects all of you so intimately and to have it be a constant role, yet a changing one, you know, that will be there for the rest of their lives?
I think maybe I feel the same way that they feel. I sense it's something very significant, but the true significance of it will come in time, in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like a seed you plant, and then you see that seed grow and flower over the course of the years.
These poems have a wide range of the wonder people can experience with a new child, but also the fear, pain, struggles parents go through, such as depression and miscarriage. Why was it important for you to show the many faces of this experience truthfully? You know, one of the poems says the pregnancy, in a way, was a lighthouse burning through a snowstorm, which I thought was important to show both sides of that.
Yeah. listen, because life is light and darkness, and we have to embrace both. You know, we bask in the light and learn from the darkness.
I don't know if you have it in front of you on hand, but I was wondering if you would like to read a poem to finish up the interview.
I do have it. Is there one that you would like me to read?
I really love week 33 on page 57.
We can absolutely read week 33. Here it goes. Wait till you meet your mother's eyes. She laid them on me over lunch today, and there was nothing left but to rest my fork. In the quiet courage of her lines and this love like a spring leaf, so fragile, so translucent, no storm would ever be thick or passionate enough to tear or burn a hole through. Then this dimple of hers, so precious, it could only be issued on one cheek, embossed by freckles. I pray you have that too. When she smiles, her cheek turns to pastry. No other word for it. Her hands are tiny but always there, her legs chiseled by the memory of skating, that balance which taught her how to fall. Then you'll meet her mouth, the kisses of which ground and levitate you, like she invented the act. But enough said, and maybe it's already too much. I can't wait to discover her through your eyes. Can't wait to meet the woman through your love, and the man, I'll be with you both.
That was Eduardo Ponte reading a poem from Letters from a Young Father. Eduardo, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and I have to say I truly enjoyed your book.
Well, thank you so, so very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Eduardo Ponte is a film director, producer, and now a published writer. His first book of poetry, Letters from a Young Father, is just out. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski, and you can find out more information at WUWM.com.